This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new survey shows most Colorado educators say they're overworked. It affects the education they're able to give to students. CPR's Jenny Brundin.
A new report paints a bleak and unsustainable picture of Colorado public schools. Critical staff shortages and more students with behavioral needs has left teachers overworked and stressed out. Just a third feel that elected officials respect them, and a fifth say they could leave the profession because of attacks on curriculum and teaching. The State of Education report by the Colorado Education Association calls on state lawmakers to restore hundreds of millions of dollars withheld from schools since the Great Recession. Teachers say lack of funding means large class sizes and inadequate technology for students. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Thousands of Coloradans tried to get student debt relief before it was halted by the courts. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the White House is hopeful the program prevails.
Nearly 300,000 Coloradans were set to have up to $20,000 in student loans forgiven before the program was stopped by legal challenges. That's according to new numbers from the White House. More than 471,000 Coloradans applied for relief. A White House spokesman says people could have received relief sooner if not for the, quote, meritless lawsuits. Nationwide, about 26 million people applied, with 16 million applications approved. The Supreme Court will hear arguments next month on Biden's student debt relief program. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Skier Michaela Schifrin missed a shot at tying a World Cup record on Sunday. ESPN reports Schifrin finished second in a slalom race in the Czech Republic. The Vail native broke a tie for the most female wins last week, beating Lindsey Vonn's record. Schifrin is one first-place finish away from tying the overall World Cup record among men and women. Her next chance will be in March. There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.